USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the economic recovery amid the coronavirus crisis.
We have the strongest economy, performing economy in the world. We're up, I think it's $9 trillion since March, $9 trillion in value. That's a number that nobody's ever heard of before.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she's ready to get to work.
And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, officially introducing his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware. Harris has been in the Senate since 2017 and is formerly the Attorney General for the state of California. The Dow closed up 290 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A media mogul who helped shape the modern entertainment industry has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has died at 97. Redstone started with a chain of drive-in movie theaters. He built it into a media empire that included Viacom, Paramount Pictures, and CBS. In a statement released earlier today, his daughter confirmed his passing, saying that he led an extraordinary life that shaped modern entertainment and that he built a legacy that is his media business.
57% of Americans agree with President Trump's executive order to shut down TikTok in the United States within 45 days, according to a new Harris poll data shared with USA Today on Wednesday. The survey was conducted right after President Trump made the announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Wisconsin state agency is requiring employees to wear masks while teleconferencing from home. A member of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources sent an email to the staff that said they had to wear masks in the DNR building and in virtual meetings. A mask mandate went into effect in Wisconsin on August 1st. Dr. Scott Atlas sits on the coronavirus task force. He tells Fox News,
public policy is supposed to be taking into consideration not just stopping COVID-19 at all costs, but understanding the impact of people on what you do and what you say. And I think that's been a failure in some of the people who have been speaking out on this.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, now all of a sudden these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open. They'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.